Hello and welcome to our third Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. So today we're diving into chapters 3 and 4, and 5 of them are whys and what do you expect respectively. But first we have a little admin info to go over. Okay, so let's see here. First, if you haven't been taking notes, that's fine. But for this class, you will need paper and a pen or a pencil. So if you haven't got those handy, please grab them now. Number 2 here, let's see. The recordings for class calls 1 and 2 are on the Masterclass Central webpage, plus all the bonuses that I've been adding. So be sure to download all the recordings and PDF files to your devices. Number 3 here, let's see. I want to remind you to implement the action steps and support tools I've shared with you. So you know, the questions that are going to come up for you come up while we're together. And I do have the Facebook group is live, so you can post in there in between calls and get help or support if you need it. And I do want to remind you to write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, because you'll find that writing in your playbook, it just supports you to be more aware of your energy throughout your day and to consciously choose what energy you want to be in, and to recognize when, you know, that energy starts to dip. And then you'll also be reminded to use your other tools. Okay, I did tell you about the Facebook, that's live now. If you did not get an invitation, there is a link in your emails. It'll be in all the emails. So click on that. It's also going to, I don't remember if I put it on the Masterclass web page or not, the Masterclass Central, but I will be sure to put it there too. So just be sure that you become a member of the Facebook group. And one last thing. If you're using the PDF of the Secret Door to Success that I had put on the Masterclass Central webpage, I accidentally left out a chapter. So I will put the new PDF file on there and let you know when that's available so you can download it. And I am still working on the recordings of the Secret Door to Success book. So okay, so that's all the admin information that I have. So, so let's go ahead and get started. We just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please just open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Just open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, sorry. Okay, so let's get into our class content. Chapters 1 and 2 open the way for us to understand our energetic vibration at a much deeper level. Plus, we learned more about connecting with our superconscious higher self to manifest what's ours by divine right. Now, chapters 3 and 4, and 5 of them are whys, and what are you expecting, give us more insight to action steps that support our ability to powerfully focus our energy. And in these chapters, Florence teaches us the power of preparation and expectancy. So just what does this mean? In a nutshell, expectancy is that vibration of our internal energy. And preparation is the action steps we take to maintain the vibration of that energy. And as a result, what we're focused on, what we're expecting, manifests as our reality. So let's unpack this from all angles. We know that we continually manifest through our energetic vibration 24/7. We never get a day off. We're constantly bringing to fruition the invisible to the visible. And we know that our energetic vibration molds formless matter into form, creating the reality of our experience, material things as well as experiences. And ultimately, we want the vibration of our internal energy to deliver us to that state of poise, as Florence calls it, that state of genuine, beautiful bliss. And for lack of better terminology, peace and intense, immeasurable, fulfilled joy. And from this state of poise, all that resides in our field of potentiality, our kingdom, all that's ours by divine right, from this state of poise, what we want spontaneously manifests just because we have the spark of a thought with fearless focus. I'm sorry, hang on one second. I'll be right back. I'm so sorry. Magic has not felt well today. He's had a little upset tummy, so I had to go check on him because he was crying. Oh, gotta love live programs, right? Okay, so I was talking about poise. The state of poise, this is what we strive for. Naturally, fearlessly manifesting through the spark of our thoughts. Because where we put focus, spontaneous manifestation magically occurs when all of our vibration is in alignment. It's like saying, open sesame, and the energy is released and magically molds into form. Now, these two chapters are so simple. What Florence is teaching us to do is so simple. So let's look at the bigger picture to get a firmer grasp on what she's telling us. Okay, so she tells us to watch our motives. Is our motive fear or faith? I mean, the way most of us operate, she probably should have said, what is your subconscious energy? What are you vibrating subconsciously? So what she's trying to say is to just be aware of our energy. Are we operating from fear or the higher vibration of love? And no matter what energy we're vibrating in, everything in our reality cascades out from our internal vibration, that vibrational state. The internal state of our energetic vibration becomes our reality. I'm so sorry. One moment. I am going to be right back. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, we got him in the lap now. Let's see how this goes. Okay. Okay, so I was talking about the vibration. Florence points out to us that our problems are usually financial. So let's use a financial problem as an example. If you don't have the money to pay your mortgage or rent because you're human, you've been programmed to be emotional about it. You're emotional about the fact that you don't have the funds in your hot little hands, and you have an emotional charge associated with this need. And if that emotional charge is fear that you don't have it, you're probably also preparing for what you're going to tell your landlord or your mortgage company, which means you're already feeling the pain of not fulfilling your obligation. And not only that, your energy is passionate. Not having the money for your mortgage or rent throws you into a fight or flight survival mode. And left unchecked, that fear energy can magnify to where it feels as if it's consuming you. That is powerful energy. So what are you going to manifest from this blazing fear energy? The universe matches to you more of this exact energy. And now that you've opened the door to this survival mode energy, there's no telling how far down that rabbit hole you're going to go before you get control of it and shift it. That adrenaline rush of fight or flight in today's world has no bounds, and it only stops when you consciously put a stop to it. Sometimes that initial fear rush can be so intense that you feel it days later, and there's no way that can be good. But when you can arrest that fear, stop it in its tracks, and shift it to the higher vibration of love, Florence calls it faith, the narrative of your experience changes. So let's look at faith more closely. Florence tells us that faith is the substance of the thing hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the truth within us. It's that truth making that connection with the consciousness of the superconscious higher self. It's being as one with the essence of the superconscious higher self, that God part within. It's that full, fearless knowing, that knowing within of the validity of our kingdom, holding no fear or doubt. It's that knowing within of the energetic substance of our kingdom. It's energetic evidence of our field of potentiality. It's the intangible proof of the invisible. That knowing within. Man, can you get on board with that? Can you feel the truth of this? Feel that truth like you've never felt it before? It's trying to bring that. We want to bring, you know, we're linear. We want to see things. We want to feel things. We want to touch stuff. And it's doing everything we can to bring that intangible proof, that invisible, into something that we can hold on to. And because Florence also teaches us that we can only receive what's equivalent to the energy of our belief, we can only receive experiences that are equal to the vibration of our consciousness. Now, if we're not grasping the truth that the things we want to be, do, or have are already ours at that higher plane of existence, then there's no way for us to experience them. There's no way to receive more than the consciousness accepts. We have to get out of our own way. We have to negate the programming, the conditioning, the teachings of our physical world that we're limited and not good enough to be, do, and have what we want. We have to get out of that state of belief and accept the truth, accept that knowing within, that connection with the superconscious higher self that holds the intangible proof of the invisible, the proof of our field of potentiality, of our kingdom. Are you willing to shift out of your head space and into your heart space to sync with the vibration of your superconscious higher self? Because the head space still has a long way to go. We have to move into that heart space. And through living from the heart space, that's where we connect the headspace, the consciousness, and the subconscious with the superconscious. It's that state of poise where there's no judgment, no fear, no worry. Are you willing to be that high vibration of the love that is your essence, no matter what chaos is going on around you. Can you grasp this? Can you feel the truth of it? I want to be really clear on the perception of love energy. You know, I'm not talking about romantic love or how much you love the color blue. I'm talking about the love vibration of energy that is your essence. The God part within you of unconditional love energy. It's the spiritual beingness, the consciousness that is neither birthed nor dies. There is no birth. There is no death because it is. It just is. And has been forever and will be forever. So let's go back to not having the money to pay the mortgage. But this time, you're vibrating in love energy, the love that is your essence. You don't have the money for the mortgage, but when you think about it, instead of being anxious, you feel gratitude that it's paid. You're not moved by not having the money in your hand because you know you no longer live in fear. Now you vibrate in faith and you feel the love gratitude of the mortgage being paid. Your body feels no resistance to this experience, only the gratitude of completion. And in your field of potentiality, the mortgage is always paid on time or before. In your field of potentiality, your house is paid off. The universe matches energy to energy. Your field of potentiality holds more money than you can ever spend. The money appears and the mortgage is paid. The supply comes through you, through the vibration of your energy. The money is released from your field of potentiality. You expect the money to be paid. Florence teaches of expectancy and preparation. Expectancy is energy. Preparation is action steps. Use expectancy and preparation to consciously manifest. So back in, on December 8th, 2015, my beloved little poodle, Magic Peden, died. And before his spirit left his body, I asked him if he'd come back to me. And he told me, yes, he would, that he'd be back in March of 2016. And that grief was paralyzing. I held on to what he told me, that he'd be back in March. So I expected him in March. In February, I started preparing for his return. I dug out his baby harness. I got a new leash. I cleaned up his crate. And then I called our vet's office and I made an appointment for his first puppy visit, his first checkup. And when I called the vet's office, the lady who answered the phone was there the day that he passed, so she knew me and she knew what I was talking about. And when I told her I was calling to make an appointment for a new puppy, she was excited. And then she started asking me questions about the new puppy. And I didn't have answers because I didn't have that puppy yet. I explained to her that I knew he was coming because he told me he would. She made the appointment. March came, and I started looking for him. I ended up calling a poodle rescue in the foothills, and I told this woman my story that I was looking for my little guy. And she told me I'd never find that dog. And I ended that conversation without saying what I was thinking, which was, spirit's on the case here, and nothing is going to keep me from finding my dog. Okay, when I was practicing this, there was not all this emotion. So I felt and I realized then that if I wasn't convinced before I made the call to that poodle rescue, I was firmly convinced by the time I got off the phone that I was going to find that puppy. And I found an ad on Craigslist on March the 11th for a poodle puppy that was looking for a home. And it was posted on March the 10th. When I called, the puppy was promised. But the woman wasn't picking him up till the next day. And I told the owner my story and that I really thought this puppy was my guy. And she told me if that woman didn't show up to get him, I could have him. I told her I'd see her in the morning because I knew that woman wasn't going to show up. She didn't. One of the first things the puppy did when I picked him up was try to floss his teeth with my hair. And the other magic did that. And then I learned this little green-eyed puppy was born on my grandmother's birthday. This was my magic. I called the vet and rescheduled my appointment for right away. Same woman answered the phone, and she couldn't wait to meet my new guy. I expected, I prepared. I was fully convinced, even though I was told I was looking for a needle in a haystack and I'd never find my reincarnated puppy. But I didn't listen because I knew I received. I have so many stories, but I wanted to share one more because it's very clear the expectancy and the preparation. When I applied for the house on the lake that I'm living in now, the realtor was really slow to respond to my application. I waited a week, and I'd been preparing to move for months. But that week I got really serious. I made a list of what I'd take with me. I got packing tape. I started packing. Kitchen knives, placemats, napkins, utensils, all that new stuff that I had already bought. I packed that stuff up. And every night I pulled up pictures of the house. And then the weekend before I called her back, I mentally moved in. I looked at the living room pictures and envisioned Magic and I cuddled on the couch, watching TV. And in my mind, I remade the master bedroom sleigh bed with my comforter and pillows. I held the picture of the kitchen in my mind's eye and I cooked breakfast and dinner. And then I sat at a table and looked out at the lake as I ate my food. All in my mind's eye. Magic sat and I sat on the dock. I built not just expectancy, I energetically visioned completion. This or better. I had moved in. This or better. If somebody stayed in this house that weekend, I'm sure they thought the place was haunted because my energy was definitely here. And Monday morning, I called the realtor. She hadn't had a chance to look at my application and all that information she said I had to have. Please hold. And within seconds, she told me, yes, I could have the house. I decided on what I wanted or better. I prepared. I expected. I received. Now, Florence teaches us to hold what we want in our consciousness, and it becomes our reality. Clearly, the house was in my consciousness because of my intense vision of the experience of being here. Your energetic vibration creates what you focus on, manifesting from the invisible to the visible. What is your vibration? Fear or love? In the game of life and how to play it, Florence teaches that the subconscious is power without direction. Expectancy and preparation impress the subconscious. Expectancy and preparation give the subconscious direction. And if there's resistance, if you feel resistance in your body, when you're working on your expectancy and and putting together your plan for preparation, if you feel that uncomfortable feeling of, this isn't quite right, that's your red flag to observe. What is this energy? Because it's feedback. There's some belief, some energy in there, in the subconscious, that's between you and what you want to manifest. When it comes up, don't ignore it. Process through it. Move on with your manifestation. Okay, so now we're going to do a manifesting exercise together. You're going to need that paper and a pen or a pencil for this. And I'm going to play some music while you're writing, and I'll do my best to give you enough time. But during our manifesting session, we'll shift our energy to that highest vibration of love using that meditation from our first call. And that meditation is almost 9 minutes. And that's, we're going to do something first, some things first, and then we're going to do shifting of the energy. So for this exercise, we're going to manifest money just for the fun of it. No fear involved. This is just for fun. It's going to help you to move that energy more easily because it's just for fun. It's not because we got to pay the mortgage. It's not because we got to put food on the table. You can do whatever you want with this money, but we're going to manifest it just because we can. And we're going to set that energy into motion to manifest a specific amount of money, a relatively small amount to boost your self-confidence. And then you can use the same method to manifest more. Okay, so the first step of this exercise is to set the intention to manifest $50 just for the fun of it. Now, if you want to manifest more, that's fine. If you don't feel comfortable with $50, if that you feel like, oh, there's no way I can do that, then choose a number lower than that that will work for you. But I'm going to use the $50 for this exercise. So just think about that. I align my energy with my intention to manifest $50. And ask yourself, do I feel any resistance at manifesting $50? Do you feel a full body, yes, I can manifest $50? Or do you feel resistance? And if you feel a resistance, go lower until your body does feel that full energy of yes. Okay? Okay, so number two, second thing we're going to do is write on your paper. I'm going to do this with you. Write on your paper, I'm in the process of manifesting $50. Or whatever the amount is you're comfortable with. Because the brain can get on board with, I'm in the process of. So we're moving that energy to manifest $50. The number three, I want you to get specific about this goal and immerse yourself in the feeling of manifesting $50 and draw a picture of you with the money, a stick figure that's happy. And I'm going to give you 3 minutes to do that, and you can write on there, woohoo, I manifested $50, or I manifested what I needed, or I'm a money magnet. Make this a beautiful little picture of you enjoying having received the $50 that you're manifesting. I'm just going to play music for 3 minutes so you can do that.
Thank you.
I'm going to stop that music. I hope you had time to draw your little picture and to immerse yourself in that joy. And now we're going to shift our energy to that, to love through this meditation. And when it completes, then I'm going to play some different music, the music that we just listened to for 5 minutes. And I want you to move into the feels of having already received that amount that you're manifesting. Feel that joy at using your power, the excitement of knowing you can do it again and again with a higher dollar amount. Really celebrate that in your visualization. And that'll be for 5 minutes. And to set a, I'm going to have this by next Tuesday. I'm going to manifest this by next Tuesday. And then we'll get to celebrate. Celebrate that it's here. Celebrate now in your 5 minutes after this meditation, really moving into this has happened. It's here. I can feel the money in my hand. Okay, so we're going to start this meditation. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. Your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, hands in your lap, feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. With another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. And just take my hand and that of an angel. And together, we all form a circle of love. And together, we hold that safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy, from all remnants of fear energy, to the highest vibration of love. Now whisper through the breath of God, I'm willing to release what no longer serves me. Breathe deeply and place in the center of the circle the less than love energy you've been holding on to. Anger, resentment, stress, overwhelm, fear in all forms. And now with a deep breath from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love. Love that flows and grows. As one. The love flows from one to the other. And the love swirls throughout our circle as a mist of love, swirling with light. Breathe it in. Breathe into your heart space. Reconnect with the love that is your essence, as one with God. Breathe into the swirling mist of light, of love, as one with God. This is your safe space of love, where you are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God. We ground into this love energy. See roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, down to that core healing love light energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And now with a deep breath, pull that love energy, that healing love energy, back up through the roots, back up to your feet, to your heart, bringing all that love, the love of God, with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, and so now we're going to play the music for about 5 minutes. And I just want you to fully immerse yourself in the visualization of that love energy and having already received the money that you're manifesting.
Thank you.
answer up. Nice music. There we go. Okay, so now before you go to sleep tonight, go back to this visualization, experiencing having received the $50 or the amount that you're working to manifest. Do it for 15 minutes if you can, just holding fast to that joy, that incredible joy that, oh my gosh, I really did it. Here it is right here in my hand. But definitely 5. If you can do 15, all the better, but definitely 5. And then tomorrow, when you wake up, embrace again the excitement of manifesting the $50, and then consciously choose to be the love energy throughout your day. And then just go about your day. But periodically, do a check-in on your energy. Is the energy dipping? Is it fading? Or are you maintaining that love flow? And if your energy is dipping into some level of fear, use your tools to transform it back to love energy. And then before you go to sleep each night, immerse yourself in the joy of having manifested the $50. And then embrace that energy again when you wake up. It's a rinse and repeat. And look back at that picture that you drew. Perform an energy awareness check throughout your day. Just be sure you do that and use your tools when you find your energy dipping and shift it back to love. And in this case, expectancy prepares you to receive the $50. Be open and aware of any action steps on your part. You know, in the game of life, Florence told us of a woman who took her dog out for a walk and she found money lying on the ground because the dog decided to go a different direction. Just be open to receive the money in any avenue the universe brings it to you. And post in the Facebook group. Post in the Facebook group, I'm in the process of manifesting your dollar amount, whether it's $50 or another amount. I'm in the process of manifesting this amount of money by July 10th. And post in the Facebook group when you manifest your money, because it could be before July 10th. And then just rinse and repeat. Use this manifesting technique for anything you wish to manifest. And if you're manifesting something other than money, and just add any relevant details during step number 3. You know, Florence teaches us, nothing's too good to be true. Nothing's too wonderful to happen. I expect the unexpected. My glorious good now comes to pass under grace in miraculous ways. Okay, so let's recap. Now you have a clearer understanding how your superconscious, higher self, is a part of you, and that to connect with that aspect of you, you have to raise your vibration to that high vibration of love that is your essence. And that manifesting really is a full-time experience. We're doing it 24/7. We want to do it from a vibration of love. And now you understand how vitally important expectancy and preparation are to your manifesting process, and how easy it is to inadvertently expect and prepare for failure. But with this understanding, you can stop expecting and preparing for experiences that you don't want, and instead expect and prepare for what you do want. And now you've powerfully experienced consciously manifesting through using the Shift to Love meditation and the action steps in the guided manifesting journey. And I'll list those steps out in the on the Masterclass Central webpage, and I'll put an audio of just this manifesting journey on the page as well. Okay, so you have exciting new tools. Use them. Decide on one thing that you want to manifest and expect through your energy and prepare using action steps. And let us know your results. We're going to be together another, 7 weeks? Yeah. You have lots of time to manifest the things that you want. So your homework is to read the next chapter, The Long Arm of God. I may add another chapter. I'm not sure yet. But be aware of your energy and course correct as necessary. And if you need help, reach out. And be sure, again, to write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, whether you're using an actual paperback copy or you're just using a journal and using the PDF guidance. Be sure to do that because, you know, as Florence teaches, change your conditions and you change your life. The guided journal pages support you to change your conditions, to be aware of your energy. Oh, and we have been moving a lot of energy and yesterday, full moon yesterday. And that thing was bright. Even if you couldn't see it, it was bright. And it's lighting up the darkness like a halogen searchlight. So anything that you haven't looked at yet, this full moon is going to shine the light on it. So be aware and reach out if you need help. Okay, so this completes our third class.